great. How are you doing, Cheryl?
I'm doing really well. Thank you. Several things going on that we wanted to talk about. Of course, all the movers and shakers heading up to Mackinac Island for the Mackinac Policy Public Policy Conference. I'm trying to figure out why you and I are still here.
Maybe we're just not a mover or shaker enough.
Well, someone has to stay home, I guess, and talk about it all and report on it all.
You know, the island's only so big, too. You know?
That's what I'm thinking.
We don't want to be spending the night in Lake Huron. It's a little chilly.
Well, I did hear from Tony this morning. He, of course, is doing his show from up there, as you know, and he was not manning up very well, I have to tell you. He was talking about how cold it was. I said, go out on the porch in something warm with a cup of coffee, look at the water, and really you're going to complain to me about that?
You know, there's no such thing as poor weather, just poor dress.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that
a lot. I heard that from a Youper once.
And they would know, wouldn't they?
They would know, yeah.
They would know. What are you hearing that came out of today that we want to talk about? We just got off the phone with Republican Senator Howard Walker of Traverse City, who was en route to Mackinac Island to the conference. We were talking about the bridge, the Detroit River crossing. Boy, that seems to be on a topic for a lot of folks.
Yeah, it is. It's because the budget is finally done. I mean, the governor is going to sign it here in the next few days, but his budget office is going through that right now and looking at kind of the fine detail, and then he'll sign it next week probably. But, you know, with that out of the way, business taxes is not an issue right now because he just signed a reform of that. So the next thing on the governor's agenda, he's made it very clear, is that he wants a second bridge across the Detroit River. He knows that that General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, manufacturers across the state want to improve trade with Ontario and with Canada. You know, they have a lot of suppliers over across the border. And in order to move goods back and forth, they would like freeway-to-freeway access from Canada across the border so they can improve trade. You know, the tunnel isn't really an option because you got to have, kind of a smaller truck to fit through that. And right now, the only option is the Ambassador Bridge. And while it's a fine bridge and it's being maintained nicely by the Ambassador Bridge Company, the problem is that it's only so big. And they want a second crossing that will be able to speed up goods. And I think from a broader perspective, too, Snyder also sees Interstate 94 as a potential corridor to improve trade with Canada. I mean, if you have a business in Toronto, and let's say you have to truck something to Chicago, right now your only option through Michigan is go through the Ambassador Bridge, unless you want to go up north a little bit to Port Huron. But you're almost kind of maybe going out of the way a little bit there. And so one of the things that's going on is they're using the Buffalo Bridges, and there's several bridges there in Buffalo, and they're going through the Ohio Turnpike and then missing Michigan. So that means we're losing out on diesel fuel taxes. That means we're missing out on other taxes that truckers would normally pay. And so in order to kind of improve our corridor there, he wants a second bridge, and that's what the big push is right now.
Well, and I guess as you're talking, Kyle, what comes to mind is anytime there's only one path to somewhere through a as in Michigan with this one bridge, we're missing something.
Well, I think that's the argument for it, you know, and there's the philosophical argument that, you know, there's a private business owner and that he has a bridge, and it is working just fine, so why would we want to try and, you know, quote-unquote, put him out of business? But I don't really think that that's the agenda of the Snyder administration. I think he'd like to see them improve their bridge and maybe even build that second span that they're talking about that connects Ontario and Michigan. But he wants to see two different bridges that would be able to, encourage more flow. You know, you hear the build it and you will come kind of philosophy, and I think he believes that. You know, even though traffic has declined during the economic slump, I think he sees that with the economy picking back up, and if there is an attractive alternative, maybe these truck traffic then will steer away from Buffalo and will come through Michigan. And you know, when we're on a corridor, then that's also it's very enticing to other businesses who might be able to relocate there. I mean, maybe a trucking company will come in, along that I-94 corridor, and that's what he's looking at right now.
What do you think of Dick Morris as Matty Maroon's spokesperson?
Well, you know, there's nobody who's as articulate as Dick Morris, and he makes a good argument. He's got some great one-liners. And, you know, he can rally a lot of people up. You know, he's got a good conservative bent to him, and he's been invited to speak at Tea Party events here in Michigan. And, you know, he comes from the attitude that, you know, we do have a private businessman here, and why is the public trying to compete with the private sector? And I think the argument that's been used against that is, you know, we've only got one private person in the whole world who controls an international crossing, and that's right here in Michigan. Why is that? Why do we need to have that? And, you know, so he's kind of running up against that, and, you know, Snyder isn't very excited about having Dick Morris out there, you know, shooting his information out there, or misinformation, as he would probably put it. But you know what? The Maroons are heavy hitters. They've got a lot of money, and they're not ashamed to protect their interests and shovel it around. And if they can pay Dick Morris to be their spokesperson, you know, I can't really think of anyone off the top of my head I would rather have.
Well, he does get the message out there, that is for sure. Do we expect a couple of minutes left, real policy to come out of the Mackinac Conference, Kyle?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, do we really? I mean, it's a good place to talk about it. You know, I mean, that's kind of always been the thing about the Mackinac Policy Conference. You know, the Detroit Chamber puts it on to talk about issues of the Detroit region and Southeast Michigan, and to a broader extent, sometimes Michigan as a whole. And so it's more about getting issues out there and making, you know, those kind of connections so that real business can get done afterwards. It's kind of more of a stage, I think, than a boardroom. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
For example, we've got tomorrow, we've got the mayor of Detroit and the Oakland County executive, Brooks Patterson, and Mark Hackle, the Macomb County executive, and, you know, getting those guys together with Bob Cano, the Wayne County executive, and, you know, batting around issues and being together and, you know, finding ways to work together and being together, I think, is sometimes just as important as being in a back room cutting deals, because it's all about feeling a certain comfort level, and it's about getting together with the folks who, you know, kind of make things happen in the business sector. And, you know, that's kind of what that's all about. It's a nice, fun social setting. A lot of, you know, good, I think, networking happens up there, and that's probably the biggest advantage to being up there.
Well, I think, too, probably getting out of the zip code for a while in a different location. Everybody's on neutral territory, and you know, you stand around looking at different scenery, and maybe you can have a different conversation than you would here in town.
No, that's exactly a great point, Cheryl. And I tell you what, I mean, there's a lot of people up there. You know, the legislature met today briefly from 10 o'clock till, I don't know, 10:30, something like that. I mean, they weren't here very long. And, you know, they're up there. They're not even having session tomorrow, and they usually do. And, you know, so that's where everybody's going right now. And you're right. It's a different conversation, different venue. You know, maybe Snyder gets some headway because of it.
Well, very good. Well, I'm happy to know you're still in town, so I'm not here all by myself.
You and me, Cheryl. That's about it.
Okay, we can take it. We can do this. Thank you, Kyle, as always, for your perspective.
Hey, my pleasure.
Thank you, Kyle.